This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Be here for another hour to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out today. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Let's go right into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up first this hour?
Mason in Cape Cod.
Mason, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
Fine, thanks. I have a couple of questions. I'd like you to review the information on blueberry bush development. I have transplanted a large plant out of the woods, and also 2 years ago planted a couple of large blueberries from the Westport area, and they were absolutely fantastic. But last year there was hardly any fruit at all. So I'm thinking there's a problem with fertility. From what I can understand, I've been told to get a lower bush. Can you review what I should do as far as purchasing another plant?
Okay. So you can purchase another plant. You can get low bush or high bush. Some will get in the, different sizes. Low bush are really going to stay small to the ground, only, maybe a foot high, maybe nothing less. The biggest thing that you're looking for your blueberries to be the best is to make sure they have a very acidic soil, and that can help. That can help with the production of blueberries. You want to make sure that pH level is like a 4.8 or, maybe to 5. A lot of the areas like a 5.6, 5.8, 6.0. You want to make sure it's very acidic to allow it to produce the right way. It wants it that. It wants to feed off that, and it's going to have a better root system by doing that. So that's the biggest thing to do when it comes to growth and development. By getting another plant, some of them, depending upon the variety, they do need a pollinator. It doesn't have to necessarily be the same one. It could be another variety. So you need to know which varieties you have to tell you, okay, you would need this one here. Those are easy to find, up online. But you could definitely, figure out which ones to go. Once you know which one you have. You said you got this just wild out of the woods.
Yeah, I dug one out of the woods on the property, and then got two from a a grower who apparently had a lot of these, as many as 90, and I got a couple of them. They were huge. The root ball was probably 250 pounds, and I planted them in, you know, the natural soil. I used some peat moss, and I used composted cow manure. This is 2 years ago, and
okay.
I'm thinking I didn't use enough peat moss. Last year, they didn't get as much water from me holding a hose or putting a hose around them as much as I probably should have. But they seem to thin out. And can I prune them from the top, or should I just cut the big canes out from the bottom? I just don't want to make them too thin.
Yeah, so you can prune from the top, and you can prune from within, okay?
Yeah.
So some of them, you know, you take a look at them, see which ones are the weakest branches. Also see ones that might be crossing over other parts of the plant and be able to cut back there so they're not rubbing up against each other. You still want air to flow through the plant. You don't want it to be completely dense, but you want some air to flow through there, okay?
Right.
So you can do either way. You can plant from the top, cutting off a little bit above it, or get rid of some of the bigger canes to thin it out a little bit.
Okay.
And you can do that. You could do that now. You definitely could.
Yeah.
Again, you know, do a soil acidifier to help that, and then on top of that, maybe use a superphosphate to help promote some new growth. The superphosphate, it comes in two styles. It's triple phosphate or superphosphate. Superphosphate is a 0440, so it's a heavy phosphorus number. Help develop root growth and better, like, blooms and more shoots. And so by doing that, it might, you know, with the pruning and then doing that, might really help it develop a little bit stronger for you.
Yeah.
Okay, and I think
great.
I think that's what could be happening with the new one. It's starting to get developed where at your place, what had happened, it was in this huge area that had all these other blueberries, you know, ready to go, and they were all feeding off of the same. Now it's in its own environment, creating its own food, so you just maybe give it a little bit extra, a little bit something else to push it this year.
Great. I'll definitely get some of that super phosphate. I have one more question. This is pretty basic, but it seems like everywhere I go on the Cape, there's a big problem with moss, and it's much more noticeable in the winter and spring. And when you fertilize the lawn, the grass comes through, but it just seems to be spreading more and more. And I know you aerate. Lime apparently doesn't do much, but the Cape has such acidic soil. I think liming at least twice a year would be good for us. Is there anything else I can do? I've cut back my watering to only once a week. You know, the lawn is aerated, but irrigated, and it just seems to get worse every year. Do you have any other ideas?
Well, so you can actually use, there's a fast-acting lime out there. Bonide has a great product for lime, Turf Turbo. That you can actually use three times in a year to bring up the pH of your soil almost a full point. Okay, so, you know, very acidic soil. Say you have a 5.5, let's say, and you want, your goal is to get it a 6.5, 6.8. You can actually use the bag of the Turf Turbo at 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet, and you can use it in three applications. You know, say you, it, and I wouldn't say do it now, I'd wait a couple weeks, but say you were to do it now, then 6 weeks later, then 6 weeks later. That can really help your pH and control that. The other thing when it comes to moss, and it's odd to say this because it's the Cape and it's very sandy soils usually.
Right.
In the areas, if you do have some really compacted soil or some clay soil, using a pelletized type gypsum, you could use the natural alternative sulfur pelletized that they have, or you could use, there's a Jonathan Green product out there called Love Your Soil. That will help break down some of that. Because moss likes two things. It likes multiple things, actually. It likes acidic soils, It likes compacted, clay-filled soils, and it usually likes the shade, but will come up in the sun too. So you have to get rid of it in two ways. Break up some of that soil underneath it, allow it to flow freely, the water and the nutrients that you're putting into the soil. What it could also be is, with it being so compacted, the nutrients aren't allowing it to get through. So the nutrients just sit there instead of going through, so that the moss just continues to grow because it loves that. So what you could do, on a side note, is you could get a soil sample taken from the area. The soil sample, you could go right now to naturalalternative.com, and they have a free soil sample kit right now. Today was the last day we're advertising it, but they'll have it during the week. But you can go on there, and you don't have to have it sent. You don't have to send it back right away. You can wait till the ground thaws a little bit. And then that's going to tell you everything you need to know underneath it, and can allow you to know if you do need that gypsum or that pelletized gypsum to add to the liming.
Okay. I live on the south side, and it's pretty much a sandy soil. I don't have any clay issues where I live. So I'm going to do what you said regarding the moss
okay.
treatment. I should be fine. But Patrick, thank you very much for all the information. Certainly enjoy the show. It's great.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Bye-bye. We'll be right back after these messages. We'll get more questions.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonaid Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonaid Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have some more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your bio-advanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, we support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Be here for another 37 minutes. We're going to go right back into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Jeff in Cape Cod.
Jeff, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have some amaryllis bulbs, and they're well established. They've been producing flowers for years, and this year they're doing something funny. They're creating these little, the flowers are all gone, and there's these little marbles on top of the stem. What are they? What do I do with them?
I'm sorry, so the amaryllis bulbs have...
They flowered.
Yep.
And they bloomed, and they were beautiful, and now the flowers have died.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of the stem, there are these... like marble-sized green bulbs, like
okay.
Set again or something. I don't know.
Yeah, so it's almost like it's going to seed.
Right, it's on top of the very top of the
exactly.
Stem, and they're healthy.
So sometimes it's a secondary blossom, but I know it doesn't look that way on it because you know exactly on an amaryllis what the blossom starts out as. It's got that. More of a pointed on the top. It's not round.
Right.
I feel like it's going to be some sort of it's forcing itself to go to seed and go by. Have you like tried to look inside it a little bit, at the plant, the bulb itself at all, or
no? Because they're solid, and there is no opening, you know, and. Like I said, they're about the size of a marble, and there's two or three attached. I think I've seen them on outside lilies.
Yeah.
And when they're outside, I walk by them and don't pay any attention. But this is, you know, normally I just let the amaryllis die back, and all the energy goes to the bulb. And the reason I'm calling is because if I leave that little marble thing, is that going to prevent the energy for next year from going back into the bulb.
Well, so it's prolonging it from going, putting its energy back into the bulb. So, it, you know, how usually once it blooms and it has those leaves and it kind of dies back, you cut it back and everything goes back into it. This is prolonging it. I almost
have several, so why don't I just see what happens?
I would almost try to do like a test and say, all right, half of them I would cut back and half of them I would let go. I gotta look into it a little bit and see. To me, all I'm seeing is like a seed head in a way, but I know it's not a seed head because it's a bulb. You would have like new growth coming out the side. You would have, you know, if you will, babies coming off of the side. I'm just going to have to look into one of my books, see if I can find something with that info on it.
I'll let it go. I won't touch it. I'll see what happens. I mean, what the heck, right?
I mean, it's worth it. I'd like to see really what's going on with it. What it produces, you know, later on. Does it pop up? Or is it something else that's going on?
Well, if you're coming down the Cape over the next couple of days or a week, swing by the house, I'll show you.
All right. Well, you know what you could actually do? Maybe send me a picture in the email.
I can do that, and I will do that.
And then that way I can look at it a little bit more and do some research and ask a few other people. I have a couple of people at the nursery that I work with who know more about bulbs than I do. So let me see. So email us. It's paulpgardenclub@gmail.com, or you can go to our website at paulparent.com and get some more information that way.
Excellent. Thank you. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261 and 855-660-4261. And Biotone Starter is a great product to be using. It's from Espoma, and it's kind of considered like a planting insurance. It's a starter plant food secret blend of natural organic. It's a special blend, natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes and mycorrhizae fungi. The results, plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, flowers and vegetables flourish. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, natural in the garden since 1929. It's a great little product that you should be using when you go out there to start some of your gardens. On the other side of the break, we'll answer some more of your garden questions. We'll be right back.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump cutting about $500 million in aid to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, saying they're not doing enough to prevent migrant caravans from heading to the United States. Border officials say they are on pace to take about 100,000 people into custody just this month. And the president says they're running out of room for all those people. He also says if Mexico doesn't stop two more migrant caravans making their way north, that he'll close the border this week. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia report is to be made public soon. Last night, President Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani said he's not concerned about what's in it, and neither is President Trump.
Because I know something they don't know. He didn't collude with the Russians at all. He had nothing to do with the Russians.
He spoke on Fox's Justice with Judge Jeanine, the attorney general, saying he'll release the document in mid-April. And this is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We got a bunch of calls on the lines now, so I'm going to go right back into them. Nathan, who's up next?
Jeff in New Hampshire.
Jeff, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. First-time caller.
Great. Welcome.
We bought this house 3 years ago. We have about 10,000 square feet of lawn with large patches of moss. Unfortunately, we have around the perimeter, we have oak trees 60 to 70 feet tall, and so we have, you know, a lot of shade. We've been treating with lime. Our soil test gives us a 6.5 pH, but we still have plenty of moss, and we'd like some help. How do we treat from here? How do we get rid of the excess moss that's still on top of the soil? I don't think we have any clay, or if we have little small amounts of clay, it's not that. Some ideas, please.
Well, so usually when moss grows like that, there is something going on underneath. You said you brought your pH to a 6.5. I'd like to see you take a look at like a soil conditioner by using either the sulfur product from Natural Alternatives, or you can use a product from Jonathan Green called Love Your Soil. Now, it is like a pelletized gypsum, a fast-acting gypsum. And I know, you know, you said you don't have a lot of clay, or maybe there's some compaction there. What this does is it doesn't only break up that clay or the compaction. It takes care of some of the nutrients that are sitting in there and not allowing the nutrients to flow freely. By using this product, you're going to allow
You know, you might say you fertilize every year. Sometimes that fertilizer might just be sitting on in the soil and not going all the way through. It's not flowing freely. So that's why you still get the moss because it's compact underneath, or the nutrients are just stuck there. So using a product called Love Your Soil or the sulfur product from Natural Alternatives would be one to break down underneath. You can use it at a 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet to really help break down everything. And so, you know, a 30-pound bag is going to give you 2,500 square feet. You're going to look to do that 3 times during the season. So you say you were to do it in a couple weeks. You would do it 6 weeks after that and then 6 weeks after that. So you'd have three times to do it, break down what's underneath. And you should notice, you know, your pH might drop a little bit because of this, because it's cleaning out the system. It's refreshing it, restarting it. So your pH might drop a little bit, so you might need to use, that lime again. Just to keep it balanced. You know, if you have it at 6.5, it's at a good spot. So now instead of using it heavily, you would use it on a regular basis, like once a year, to keep it at that same level instead of doing multiple, you know, having to just bring it up to a higher level. You want to just keep it neutral and based at this point now.
And with the moss that we have on the surface, does it kill the moss? We just have to scrape it off.
So you can use a product to kill it. It's called Moss Out. Is the best one that I know of that breaks down the moss.
We tried that. Is that iron based stuff?
Yeah, and it brings it and it turns it black.
Yeah, we tried that, and it never really seemed to work for us.
Okay.
Did we just not try it, use enough concentration of it?
So did it rain or anything afterwards?
Not really.
Okay, because you just want to sprinkle it over. You usually see results within like 24 hours. Maybe try that again. You could also try to use like something to rip it up. But I really think it has something to do with underneath the soil.
Okay.
That something else is going on there. And you said you guys got a soil test taken?
Yeah, you the extension, UNH, the extension service, yeah.
Okay. Now, would you possibly be able to email me that soil test so I can take a look and see if there's something else going on in there?
Oh, yeah, I can do that.
Okay. You can go to the website at paulparent.com, and at the bottom it says email us. You can send it that way, or you can email us at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. I'd like to see if there's anything else, and I can give you some more information via email afterwards.
All right. I can do that today. No problem, man.
Awesome. Let me take a look at it, and I can get back to you and give you some more info on it, okay?
All right. Thank you. I appreciate your help, and thank you.
Thanks,
we'll see
Jeff.
What we can do. We'd like to get this lawn seeded this summer. And moving forward.
Okay. Yeah. No. And let me take a look at it. The sooner I look at it, the more info I can give you. But I think we can work on it with that, that soil conditioner by either using the sulfur or the Love Your Soil.
All right.
All righty.
And the sulfur is Natural Alternatives. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
All right. Thank you for that.
Yep. No problem. Enjoy the rest of your day.
I will. Have a good day yourself.
You too. Bye-bye. Did crabgrass and other grassy weeds take over your lawn last year? Prevent crabgrass and other grassy weeds from ruining your lawn by applying Bonide's DuraTurf Crabgrass Preventer today. Just apply Bonide's Crabgrass Preventer, available with or without fertilizer, and that will stop the crabgrass and grassy weeds from growing in your lawn for up to 5 months. Do you want your lawn dark green and healthy looking all season long? You need to use Bonide's DuraTurf four-phase lawn program throughout the year. Our four-phase program rids your lawn of over 200 broadleaf and grassy weeds, including crabgrass, nutsedge, and dandelions. This program will also take care of surface insects, such as fleas and ticks, while slowly feeding your lawn throughout the year. Bonide offers up to a $35 gift certificate to the store where the Bonide 4-Phase Lawn Program was purchased. You can also buy the four phase individually as you need them throughout the year. Bonide products are family made in America. Find Bonide DuraTurf lawn programs at these fine stores. You can find them at Agway of Dennis in Dennis, Massachusetts, an Aubuchon hardware store at a location near you, and Lovell's Flower and Garden in Medfield, Massachusetts. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to go right back to the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Kevin in Cape Cod.
Kevin, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi there.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. You?
Good. Doing great. Listen, I got a couple of arborvitaes that are absolutely huge.
Yep.
Can I take maybe, I'm looking at them, 8, 16, they're well over 20 feet tall. Can I take 6 to 8 feet off the top of them?
You could. I think that might be a little bit drastic on it. And what you might also find is that top's going to start to spread out big from it. You can tip it. I don't know if I'd go right away that 6 to 8 feet. Maybe take maybe like half that to start with. So you don't go too drastic. I know the tree you're saying is about 20 feet. Or so.
Yeah, half a dozen of them lined up there. You know, in the wintertime, the snow puts a whooping on them.
Yeah. I mean, I would definitely try to cut maybe like 3 feet off them at this point, let it regrow, and then, you know, maybe look at pruning it again, you know, by another few feet. By cutting it, you know, say you were to cut it 6 to 8 feet off of a 20-foot tree, you're cutting more than a third, more than a quarter of the tree back, so you might do more damage than good to it. So that's why I'm saying only do about, like, 3 feet and kind of shape it the way you would on the top so it keeps that, like, pyramidal shape. Don't just chop it straight across on the top. I'd try to, you know, trim it down so it's still got that shape.
Okay, yeah.
Take a look at it, too, when you see, you know, when you're up there, don't cut it back to where you're just going to see brown all around. You want to have some of that green underneath, that green on the side. You're going to see some brown in the center from the winter damage, the fall shedding that they do, but I'm talking more of the green that's on the outside. Leave some of it so it has something to regrow from.
Okay, that sounds good. I got one other question if you can answer it.
Yep.
Squash borers. Any questions? I mean, I've come up to your father a couple of times and talked to him, and we've talked about this years ago, and he keeps telling me just keep replanting because we can't do anything with them. Anything new?
There really hasn't been anything for the squash borer new. I wish I had the perfect answer for it. It just keeps happening to you each year, right?
Oh yeah, I get beautiful plants, and then all of a sudden, you know, they just turn brown, and that's it for them. So, you know, and you know, I can't rotate because, you know, my garden's 50 by 100. It's just, you know, you can only rotate so much. I use the same area every year.
Yeah. Have you tried to use the 8 garden granules?
No, I haven't. I've tried putting mothballs and coffee cans and put them next to it. I've tried spraying. You know, you just can't keep up with it.
There's an 8 garden granules flower and vegetable that you can mix into the soil. You might be able to try that because you can use it on squash. There's different insects that it'll kill, so it might actually try to work on that. It's 8 from Bonide. You want the granular form, the one that's for flower and vegetable. Because you can mix it into the soil and it'll take care of some of those soil insects, and that's where it's coming from in that area. So you could try that out. Other than that, I don't think there's much out there that can help it.
Yeah, like your dad told me that years ago too. He said just keep, you know, rotate the best you can, and just keep planting young plants.
Yeah, and you know this, like I said, the 8 might not work, but it might be something to try to see how it helps out. Maybe it cuts back a little bit on them.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Okay, great. All right, thank you very much.
Thanks, Kevin.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. Here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just what you need to keep container plants happy and healthy. It's heavy enough to anchor the plant, but light enough to give roots the perfect balance of air and moisture. You can feel the difference the first time you grab a handful from the bag. Espoma calls this the touch test. Espoma Organic Potting Mix contains only the finest natural ingredients plus mycotone, a special blend of mycorrhizae. That builds stronger roots. Use it indoors and out for flowers and vegetables, and see why Espoma Organic Potting Mix is the best. You'll grow bigger, more beautiful plants with bountiful blooms. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just one of a complete line of all-natural potting mixes and plant foods from the makers of Hollytone. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic Potting Mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Nathan, let's go right to the lines and try to answer another question. I know we're going to the break soon here.
Yeah, it's going to hit us. Susan and Lowell.
Susan and Lowell, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's probably a simple question for you. Now, my mother passed away. Before she passed away, she made us promise to put a lilac bush up at the cemetery. Okay, we did that. And that when we bought it from the nursery, it had two lilacs. Last year it had four. And somebody just told me I'm supposed to be putting lime on it.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Hollytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Susan. I was hoping to get the question in early. I ran out of time, and I apologize, Susan. So you had planted a lilac at the cemetery.
It's a French lilac bush. It's a baby. It's only like 2 feet tall. Now, when we planted it there, it only had two purple flowers. Last year, it had four. And now, the lilacs didn't come out yet, but somebody told me I'm supposed to be liming that. But I'm afraid to put lime on it if it's going to make it go over the grave.
No, you shouldn't worry about doing that. You can fertilize the lilac. The best way to
do that... Because none of us have a green thumb.
That's okay. You don't have to have a green thumb. We can work on that together. You're going to want to look at something that's more of like a low nitrogen fertilizer. So you're looking for like a 5-10-5. Okay.
5-10-5.
Yep, and there's a 5-10-5 out there from Espoma. I believe they call it garden food, and then it says a 5-10-5. And you're going to use that, and you're going to put that in the drip line of the shrub. So however wide it is, put it in, mix it into the soil around there. Okay. You're going to do that this spring to help give it a little something. That middle number.
Probably like now?
I'd wait maybe a couple more weeks, allow the ground to thaw out just a little bit.
But okay. I don't want it to get over the gravestone either.
I understand. And so these are easy to prune back. Once they flower, you can prune them back to keep them more compact and keep them a little bit cleaner around there. The pruning will promote new growth. So, you know, that could be something to think about. But you can definitely to use that fertilizer and cut them back. But if you don't want them to really get too big, you know, you kind of deprive them from that. Don't fertilize as much.
Now, we have not pruned that since we put it in 2 years ago. We have not touched it. We have not cut the flowers off. Yep. And last year it came back.
Yeah, you don't have to do that. So, you know, you're fine with doing what you've done.
I do nothing then.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't want to do anything to it, you know, you might see eventually a decrease in blooms based on that. And at that point, maybe you fertilize to try and push back some of it and maybe cut out
my
some of the
debt. She said that. She said, make sure I have a lilac bush when I pass away. Well, we gave her one.
Well, I think she's taking care of it in her way, too, so.
Maybe. Then I had another question.
Sure.
Just one more. Tulips. Now, yep. I already planted tulips last year. The deer are up in that Lowell Cemetery. I don't know who's doing it. Maybe the squirrels, maybe the deer. I don't know who it is, but they take up all the bulbs. They eat them. So who eats those?
So it's they're eating the bulbs out of the ground or the plants itself as they're growing?
No, the bulbs out of the ground, so they don't have a chance to grow. So now I was going to go get some more tulips because Easter's coming, and I wanted to know when I can put those in the ground. But they're going to eat the bulbs anyway.
Yeah, I'd wait a couple weeks, maybe.
A couple more weeks.
Maybe the second week of April. Let's take a look at the weather, and if the weather, you're starting. You know, the next week looks like it's in the high 40s, low 50s, some 60s, which is good. I don't want it to drop down below 30 at night. But you're probably another week to 2 weeks out before you can really start planting them.
Okay. Already? I'm getting them all flowered, so I'm going to look like I have good tulips now.
Yeah, exactly right. But no, so you're having different squirrels and chipmunks and everything are digging out everything, and then when they come out, the deer and everybody eat it.
There's deer up there, and there's possums up there, and so I don't know who's eating it, but somebody's finding those bulbs.
Well, they're having a great meal up there. They're having a great meal up there, so you're taking care of them too, right?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, Susan, enjoy the rest of your day. Bye-bye. All right, guys, that'll do it for this week. Had a lot of great stuff this week. Two things before I go. Local company in Lowell, Mill City Grows, is doing a seed swap on April 6th at the cool event. The other thing is, my father and I's alumni, UMass Amherst, the Minutemen, are going to the Frozen Four when it comes to the hockey tournament. Go UMass. Let's do it. Let's be good. Be good to each other. We'll see you next week and plant something. See ya.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.